This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Night of Rage. That's what some activists in Washington, D.C. are calling for if and when the Supreme Court of the United States votes to overturn Roe versus Wade. That was the landmark decision that decades ago, created out of thin air and invisible ink, apparently, in the Constitution, a constitutional right to terminate the lives of children in the womb. Well, if the 9 justices do overturn Roe v. Wade, contrary to what many activists claim, it won't make abortion illegal. It will return the decision about whether or not abortion should be legal to the individual states. That's where it should be, according to the Constitution. Well, a columnist for National Review took a picture of this flyer. Apparently, there are a number of them being posted now around Washington, D.C. It says, quote, D.C. call to action, night of rage. The night SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade, hit the streets. You said you'd riot. To our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you're not either. Jane's Revenge. The pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge has taken credit for property damage at a number of crisis pregnancy centers and pro-life centers around the country in recent weeks. The group has a history of damaging property during protests. FBI said it will not tolerate it. We'll see. But right now, the nation is awaiting a decision that could come any day. In fact, it may already have been released by the time you see this report. But just bear in mind, this could be another long, hot, and what the corporate media would call fiery but mostly peaceful series of protests. Topic number 4, Israel. Things upside down again as far as the political situation in Israel. Israelis will be heading to the polls for the 5th election in 3.5 years. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid, gave up Monday on efforts to stabilize their fragile coalition. As I've said, it was united mainly by its mutual dislike of Benjamin Netanyahu, but on political social issues, they were at opposite ends of the spectrum, many of the members of the coalition. In a joint statement, Bennett and Lapid say they would bring a bill to dissolve the Knesset to a vote by next Monday. That is moving through Knesset as I speak. There is a consensus among all parties for a date of October 25th for new elections in Israel. The government went into acute crisis mode over the Knesset's failure earlier this month to pass legislation that would extend a law granting residency rights to Israelis living in Samaria and Judea. Those are the areas that the rest of the world calls the West Bank. The law had been passed every 5 years automatically with so little fanfare that even many Israelis didn't know about this law, but it basically gave settlers in those territories rights to health care, insurance, other things important to living a normal life, like the ability to get a driver's license, marriage license, be drafted into the military. If that law had expired, those settlers would have lost all of those rights. Prime Minister Bennett said continuing that law was so important that he'd rather see the government fall apart, because by so doing, the law is automatically frozen until the new election in October, when hopefully a new coalition will pass that law. Opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party trying to take advantage of the few hours they've got remaining to put together a coalition that would avoid the need for a new election. It's not clear, however, according to latest polls, whether Likud has and its allies have enough seats to make that happen. They need at least 61 members of Knesset to sign on to give them a majority. Right now, the latest poll has Likud and allies at 59 seats. Also this week, Israel's announced it's joined with several other countries in the Middle East to form a new U.S.-led joint air defense network. This will be called the Middle East Air Defense Alliance, or MEAD. Benny Gantz, Israel's defense minister, made this announcement on Monday. This means that Israel is going to tie its air defense capabilities in with other regional partners. Now, Israel declined to mention who those partners are. The White House was asked for comment, did not respond. But it appears that other Sunni Arab nations in the Middle East, who have in the past been antagonistic with Israel, to say the least, are partnering with Israel because they hate the Shia-led government of Iran even more than they hate Israel. Sort of an enemy of my enemy is my friend sort of thing. No doubt Israel sees some benefit to this, but is also approaching it very cautiously, and rightly so. Topic number three, famine. We go from war to famine. Food riot risks continue to rise around the world as the head of the food aid branch of the United Nations has cut meal rations in half for refugees. David Beasley, director of the UN World Food Program, made this announcement Monday in a statement detailing the cuts, pointing out that the World Food Program has already significantly reduced rations across its operating areas, pointing to funding constraints as the reason that rations for refugees in places like Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, other places in Eastern Africa like Ethiopia, Kenya, South Sudan, Uganda, will have to be cut. Bloomberg Economics earlier this year pointed out that there are places on Earth where food shortage could very easily lead to political unrest, including places like Nigeria, India, Colombia, the Philippines, Turkey, all highly dependent on Ukraine and Russia for wheat and corn and sunflower seeds, things like that. But nothing is shipping from Ukraine right now because of the war. We will see how things progress. Topic number two, pestilence. So we've got war, famine, and pestilence in this program. The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility has completed construction on the $1.25 billion federal laboratory. This is in Manhattan, Kansas. NBAF is the acronym. Heard that a lot 15 years ago when I was hosting a daily political radio talk show in Columbia, Missouri, because Columbia was one of the sites competing with Manhattan, Kansas for this facility. They were looking at it as a way to bring lots of high-paying jobs to Columbia, and there's already a very respected veterinary medicine program at the University of Missouri, but there are concerns. This is a BSL-4, a biosafety level 4 facility, which will be up and running by next year. What is BSL-4? Well, BSL-3 labs include, for example, the facility at Plum Island, New York, that works with things like foot and mouth disease and other infectious diseases. Scientists in BSL-3 labs use wraparound gowns, scrub suits, or coveralls, do all their work inside safety cabinets. BSL-4 laboratories, however, there are only four of them in the United States, and they work with highly dangerous microbes that frequently have no treatment or vaccine, things like Ebola. And safety procedures for BSL-4 labs fill entire manuals. A unit from Plum Island is moving to NBAF to continue its work on three diseases, foot and mouth, classical swine fever, African swine fever. The concern is that there's a reason that Plum Island was the only lab in America working on foot and mouth. It's highly infectious, highly contagious, but being on an island off the coast of Long Island where prevailing winds blow all anything that might escape from a laboratory out to sea, and being surrounded by the urban areas of New York City and its metro, you're not exactly in contact with a potential outbreak in an agricultural area. And needless to say, Kansas, Missouri, the Midwest, hogs, cattle, turkeys, chickens, not to mention wild deer that can spread diseases from farm to farm. An outbreak from Manhattan, Kansas, has a lot more implications and potential consequences than an outbreak from Plum Island. Let's pray that security protocols, safety protocols, are fully enforced at NBAF when it opens up. Coming up, twisting history to keep us divided. That's next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, there's that old saying that those who fail to learn from the lessons of history are condemned to repeat them. Or perhaps it's there are those who choose not to learn from the lessons of history because it doesn't fit a convenient political narrative. Monday this week was the official federal celebration of Juneteenth, June 19th. It fell on Sunday this year, so the federal holiday fell on Monday. You might have wondered why you didn't get any mail. Anyway, Vice President Kamala Harris was tasked with delivering a history lesson to a group of school children Monday. And she told children attending this Juneteenth display at a museum that black people were enslaved here in America for 400 years. Now, she missed it by that much. African-American slaves arrived in the United States for the very first time in 1619. Now, 400 years of slavery would mean that black people in America weren't freed until about the time Joe Biden was declared the winner of the presidential election. I know that's off by that much, too. But no, the actual fact is, actual history is that slavery was abolished by the 13th Amendment to the Constitution in 1865, which by any actual mathematic calculation is 246 years, not 400. Well, a White House official acknowledged that Vice President Harris misspoke and said she was actually referring to 400 years since slavery began here in the United States. Okay, perhaps. Or perhaps, again, it just serves a convenient political narrative to reinforce the idea that America is just a fundamentally oppressive regime that needs to be completely dismantled. That sounds more plausible to me. Well, Skywatch TV, looking forward to getting back to Israel. And as we predicted, they will have a new government by the time we get back there. This will be, what, the fourth one since the last time we were there in 2019? March 19th through 30th of 2023, at least travel to Israel is not being restricted right now. We plan to be there, Sharon and me, alongside Ali Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad, as we take you across the Holy Land on a tour that is unique, as you would expect from Skywatch TV. We'll visit Gilgal Rephaim, the Wheel of the Giants in the Golan Heights, and explain to you why that is relevant to us as Bible-believing Christians, because there was a cult of the dead there thousands of years before Abraham walked this earth. That region north of the Sea of Galilee, the ancient land of Bashan, very significant in a lot of ways. There's a reason that Jesus made a special trip to Caesarea Philippi at the base of Mount Hermon to ask Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" We'll also, of course, see the Sea of Galilee, worship on the water there. We will go into the Jordan River. We will visit Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount. And we'll go up the Mount of Olives and explain why that is so historically and prophetically significant. Zev will show us, based on his research, the actual historic locations of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus, not on the usual tours. We'll also go to Nazareth and Masada, very important in Israel's history, and then take the three-day extension with us. It's optional, but go to Jordan with us. The people of Jordan love American tourists. Really, tourism is the one industry that Jordan has. I mean, some agriculture, but it is one of the most impoverished nations on earth, and they appreciate us when we go over there. And we'll show you Mount Nebo. What did Moses see before he passed from this earth? And why is it prophetically significant? How does it connect to the war of Gog and Magog? And, you can see the site of ancient Sodom from Mount Nebo, too. We'll talk about all of this. It'll be like a rolling tour, conference, really, throughout the Holy Land, and we hope you join us. March 19th through 30th of 2023. More information and a place to register online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. If Asteroid Apophis is the biblical wormwood, is it a big space rock or is it a supernatural entity? Or is the answer yes to both? Josh Peck's new documentary, Ragnarok, is eye-opening, jaw-dropping. It is an amazing work. Josh has really found his calling as an award-winning filmmaker now. Don't miss this. The programs for the next few weeks, all about Ragnarok, the new documentary by Josh Peck from Skywatch Films. You'll find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got friends who've never heard of us, don't know what this is all about, point them to it. Say, hey, you know, here's where you tune in and where you find it. But of course, you can also find it at the website, skywatchtv.com, or on Roku or Apple TV. Just watch it on your schedule, or better yet, download our free mobile app that brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those. It is free, and we have links to the app stores to make it easy. Posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the links in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.